3.
Ooh.
2. 1. Hi, my name is Randy, and I will be your host for all the fun, frivolity, and festivities we have here. And I'd like to welcome you, and it's probably you, and also members in the UK that listen to this program. And I'd like to encourage the people from San Jose, California to listen to the program instead of just visit the site. But I don't understand why they would hit my site because it's basically an audio thing. But weirder things have happened. And shortly we'll get started. For those of you who want a little more economical transportation, there's this car. It actually has four wheels. The car is actually a bike. You have to use pedal power. This guy was showing it off in winter time, when I think it'd be its worst driving experience. But it looks like the smart cars will wicked stepson or something like that. But I saw a video of it provided by Insider Design, and you can use you don't have to. It got pedals in there like a bike. But if you want a thing that's that small to ride, it's skid loaders. They actually help you with the winter problem as well if you get stuck, but either run on track or wheels. But this looks pretty fun to ride, though, but you're pedaling. It's a funny-looking thing. If you go on that website, they got a little video, and then it's going uphill. And it's just got plastic film for windows on the sides. But it looks pretty cool. showing off the pedals. A little music with this video. And the top flips open. You steer with two side handles. It looks like a lot of fun. He's on a lake now, spinning around on ice. For those who like to bike, it might be the answer to your going green policy. Well, on to my next rambling. I've only had my computer hooked into another computer like twice in my life. Once with the IT guy at Schwann's, which he was really helpful. He made a lot of changes in my settings. It's been a long time ago. But yesterday was not a good experience. I had this message from Microsoft that I had two viruses. I don't want to say, but he was pitching me Norton software protection. Only $400 some or $700 some for a few years. And I had the money, but I didn't know whether to trust the guy. He sounded like he came off the boat from India last week. So I didn't give him any more information. I said I'd think about it. He was into my computer. I don't know what exactly he did. He gave me a code to get in so he could look at what I was looking at. That's kind of a neat way to have your computer repaired by a certified IT person. And he was pressuring me, you might lose your computer, your Facebook will get pictures, will be distributed. I don't know. It's so dangerous to be on certain websites, and all I do is find out information about you. So I'm limiting that. And passwords, I always forget them. And instead of writing them down, which I should start doing, Google Chrome makes me go through this password crap, but Internet Explorer lets me write in. I can't find a way to close down the chat function now, but that's the way it goes. I've checked Facebook and I haven't seen any nasty notes about pictures being spread around. And I hope it's not. You know, 400 and 700 some. I can buy Norton software at Best Buy for under $100 if they still carry it. I know everything, most things are online, and the brick and mortar stores are going away. I hope they have it in stock. Next time I go there, I'll probably buy it instead of using what I'm using today. And you never know what's, I don't know if this guy was fraudulent or the note was fraudulent. No, finally he got that to disappear. So this is a fairly new computer and I don't want it to turn into a brick right away. It seems like every time I turn on my computer, something's different. I leave it on, but now I think I'm going to shut her down at nighttime. Maybe then it won't do a lot of stuff. Well, that's what my former friend told me. He didn't like the way the computer was running all the time, thinking it was doing stuff he didn't know about. So that's why he won't have the internet at his place. But he's had it for a while because he's looking for another job, but maybe he's got one now. I don't know. I don't know which way to go. Well, you used to be able to buy Norton for under $60. I don't know what they're charging now, but I think they still have a little computer section with games and antivirus stuff. I couldn't buy a computer mic stand there, but that's what the doctor said. You'll forget stuff you did today, but you'll remember it in like a month or two. Things still stick in my craw from the past, and I could cause really ruffled feathers. In the past, I would drive over there, but not anymore. That's my rant for today. I don't know. I get Norton installed on here instead of tinkering around with the free basic connection I got for viruses. And I hope they hold off doing anything. Oh, yeah, they're getting to your bank account and getting... I probably could do that the first day I had it on. Is that the primary job in, like, these third world African country? Is computer hacking? Now it's like I don't even want messages from or views from other than the United States. Might like to close it down to, you know, what these immigrants are thinking or doing. Maybe I agree with the Donald on closing down travel for a lot of people. And that's going to the Supreme Court, I think. But hopefully you understand my computer woes. But at least I can do a podcast. I had kind of gotten away from using sound effects in the last few podcasts, but maybe it's time to bring some back. I made a great edit up front. There's this spot where this woman moans the loudest, and there's a little break in what I'm saying. You know, it's awesome. I had to laugh at that. But it was really cool, and you'll get to hear that soon as I work up to the 10-minute mark. And hopefully all these acts of terrorism, maybe it's time to take an eye for an eye. Like a little more drone bombing on suspected terrorist mosques. Maybe that includes some in the U.S. that should be eliminated. But they don't care who they kill. Just as long as it's a lot of people and they'll get their 72 virgins or whatever they claim. The Muslim thing. But, yeah, maybe it's time to take out a few people. And use it by drone. They seem to be pretty effective. But that's what... If Donald Trump can get past his legal problems and... this whole Russia thing and this other guy fired from the FBI. I wonder what he's going to say that went behind closed doors. He's a private citizen now. He doesn't have to keep some things quiet. But hopefully Donald can... get away from the tweeting all the time. He goes over there, and that's all he can come up with is insulting the London mayor. That's not presidential behavior. But we knew he'd be a different type leader. And here's what we got. But hopefully he'll find time to put some things through that he promised on the campaign trail. That's my political thoughts of the day. I just had a Marie Callender's chicken pot pie. Yes, only the best here. When I buy stuff in a box, especially this one, do they have to dump an entire salt bottle in the stuff? Man, it's salty. Maybe I'll stop buying pot pies. like anything processed nowadays, they gotta oversalt it. Since I'm not a big cook from scratch kind of guy, unless it comes in a box or a can. But that's the way it goes. It looks like George and Amal Clooney are now parents to twins. So ladies, you can... pack up your vaginas and go home. Let's see what we got in that story. The Clooney twins have arrived. George and Amal Clooney welcome twins Ella and Alexander on Tuesday. A rep for the couple told the Associated Press. The couple released a statement about the birth of their children, telling people. This morning, Amal and George welcomed Ella and Alexander Clooney into their lives. Ella and Alexander and Amal are all healthy, happy, and doing fine. George is sedated and should recover in a few days. News of Amal's pregnancy was first confirmed in February, but George, as well as his famous friend, has been open about this and Amal's journey to parenthood since then. She is doing really great, George told Extra of Amal in March. She is amazing. I don't have anything to do. There's nothing I can do to help but make tea and stuff. I know swaddling, he added. I know what I'm in for. George's close pal Matt Damon joked to Ellen DeGeneres, I don't know how anybody does twins, those sleepless nights. And then there's two of them. There's just no way. But we'll see what happens, he later told Us Weekly. I've never had twins, so he's totally on his own. He'll be great. Julia Roberts, who has twins herself, also offered up some words of wisdom. Nobody is there with you at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're just going, what do we do now? Where did they come from and when are they going? You get through it and you figure it out, she told Ellen of her parenting advice for the actor. Everybody does. It's a trial and error and a whole lot of tears. George and Amal, who have been together since 2013, tied the knot in September 2014 in Venice, Italy. I didn't know that. The twins are the first children of the pair. That's wonderful, him, Mr. Pretty Boy. Great, just great. Well, we're done with that story. Next up on the podcast docket for your consideration, going to be talking about McDonald's a little bit. Let me pop that story up. McDonald's billboard makes stoner joke, but corporate isn't laughing. See it now before it's taken down. Well, we can guess where McDonald's on exit 451 stands when it comes to the marijuana debate. This franchise put up a new billboard on the New Mexico-Colorado border advertising its green chili breakfast burritos. There we go. It reads, usually when you roll something this good, it's illegal. The location of the billboard is key, being that weed is legal in Colorado and not in New Mexico. The internet enjoyed the stoner joke, but corporate did not find it so funny. When reached out to McDonald's for a comment, a representative told HuffPost, this local franchise billboard does not meet our standards and is being taken down. Not all good things were meant to last. Well, I could have put up, come in at 420 or something like that. And get something rolled that's not illegal. let's see if there's a little more to the... Nope, that was it. That was even quite a mild of a billboard. But I guess they don't like their pot reference. I guess now you can get breakfast 24 hours a day if you like. in the world of Burger World. See, that's what you get if you eat too many breakfast burritos. Very classic. Here we have a little different story. Signs that a woman likes you. Well, that's always interesting. Let me pop that news story up for your consideration. They got a couple here pictured. When it comes to dating, we can spend an exorbitant amount of time wondering if someone we're interested in is just as into us. Turns out the person is probably just as confused when it comes to deciphering women's signals in the romance arena. For any man or woman out there who may be wondering if that lady you have your eye on is attracted to you, there are some signs that you can look out for that will help you decide whether she really is interested or just considers you to be in the friend zone. Boy. While some behaviors may be obvious, there are other subtle hints that love is in the air. It's all in the eyes. According to Dr. Jeremy Nicholson, a psychologist better known as the attraction doctor, you can learn a lot by how a woman looks at you. After all, the eyes are the windows to the soul, right? If a woman tends to hold your gaze a little longer than usual, that can be a sure sign. She is considering you as a more than just a friend or coworker. Of course, you've all heard stories of couples who see each other from a crowded room, lock eyes, and bam, it's love at first sight. Generally, though, it's a little more subtle. Trust me about one thing. If we are into you, we are looking at you and checking you out a lot. Have you turned your head towards a woman and caught her watching you, only to see her quickly turn away in embarrassment? Well, that's what guys do when they do the look back. They get embarrassed when they're caught. Well, you can assume that this is a very positive sign of attraction. So, as a general rule, if a woman looks directly into your eyes and holds that gaze, or if you catch her checking you out frequently, you can take it as a sign that she is thinking about more than just her grocery list. Body language says it all. A really good sign that a woman is attracted to you, you can be found in her body language, according to Nicholson. When a female is interested in you, she will have an open and forward body language. Often she will lean in towards you during a conversation, and there will be less personal space between the two of you. Others liking behavior might include feet pointing towards you and wiggling happily, legs uncrossed, and comfortable arms open and palms up. Playfully fondling jewelry or hair, smiling, extending eye contact, or looking down shyly, said Nicholson. On the other hand, if a woman seems closed off or standoffish with her arms crossed, you can assume it isn't just going to happen. Laughing at just about everything you say. If we are into you, we will think anything you say is funny, and we will laugh. Am I right, gals? A study by German psychologists found that a woman's laughter can reliably predict how attracted she feels about that person she's with, according to an article in Psychology Today. The degree to which a woman laughing while talking to a man was indicative of her interest in dating him. noted the publication. She'll find any excuse to touch you. Another behavior that shows that a woman is interested and attracted to someone is through touch. In fact, if there's an attraction, we'll find any excuse to reach out and touch their arm, shoulders, or hands. As you sit near a woman, you'll perhaps notice that she reaches out to touch your knee as she is making a point during conversation. Touch is one of the most heavily used signs a woman wants to be kissed. So if she's interested in you, there's a good chance she'll find some excuse to touch you. Notes art of charm. And the more a girl touches you, the safer it is to assume she's interested. People don't touch people they don't like. So she finds excuses to touch you, near you or brush up against you, she's likely very into you. The hair flip. Most of us don't even realize we're doing it, but when attracted to someone, women tend to touch their face, flip or twirl their hair, touch part of their bodies, or otherwise draw potential love interest attention to their attributes. It's completely subconscious and primal. Irenaeus Ebal. I think I'll not butcher it. Now honorary director of the Ludwig Bohemian Institute for Urban Ethology in Vienna noted that a woman presented her extended neck to a man she wants is not much different than a gray female's wolf submissiveness to a dominant male she's after. By swaying her hips or emphasizing them in a form-fitting dress, a flirtatious woman is riveting attention on her pelvis, suggesting ample capacity for bearing a child. By arching her brows and exaggerating her gaze, her eyes appear large in her face, the way a child's eyes do, advertising along with giggles her youth and submissiveness. By drawing her tongue along her lips, she compels attention to what many biologists believe are facial echoes of transmitting sexual maturity and her interest in sex. By coyly averting her gaze and playing hard to get, she communicates her unwillingness to give sex to just anyone or someone will love her and leave her, notes the article in Psychology Today. Okay, that's pretty hardcore into the primal reasons why women act a certain way when they're attracted to someone. But these behaviors are real, so take note. Drawing attention to her mouth. Women tend to draw attention to their attributes to attract someone because of sexual relationship often begins with a kiss. Women will subconsciously draw focus to their lips and mouth. Nearly every woman will touch her face or lick or bite her lips while interacting with a potential love interest to indicate that she wants to be kissed. If a woman is thinking about kissing you, then she may start to become preoccupied with her lips. She may start licking and rubbing her own lips, or her eyes will more than occasionally dart down to look at yours. Texting means she's thinking of you. Women have an innate need to communicate, and you can be sure if a woman texts or calls you out of the blue or frequently, she is thinking about you and wants to reach out. It used to be that couples often begin their courtships through love letters. In fact, many psychologists still suggest that potential couples continue the ancient art of letter writing to fuel romance. Today, however, falling in love typically occurs through love texts, replete with lots of relevant emotions. Happily ever after, we all want the same thing, to fall in love and have a partner that we can have fun with, confide in, and rely upon. Finding the right person can be difficult, and dating can be so very frustrating and confusing. Hopefully these clues about women and what they do when they are into you, making eye contact, laughing, and finding excuses to touch you, to name a few things, will help you find your dream girl. That's about it. Yeah, if you're doing all of this stuff, looking at her eyes and I think you're nuts. But that's the way it goes. I wish men have primal signs all the time. I should just put it on the auction box. Who'd like this? Who'd like this? Maybe that's, I don't know about eHarmony or Match.com. Supposedly, Match has the most marriages out of it. eHarmony has you fill out a big form and 29 ways of compatibility, I guess. It's what their tagline is. So, that's never worked for me. I sort of asked out a waitress a while back, and it kind of went south pretty quick when she said, "Oh, I have a boyfriend." So, I kind of stopped it there, and that's the last woman I've asked out. I asked if she liked Mexican food. But she wouldn't take the bait. So, and now she's not waitressing there anymore. So, very attractive woman too. Yeah, waiting for the hair flip, brother. Maybe it's time to join Match. And I had sort of a date a few days before I got sick, but she was more into playing with all our cats. We had a frozen pizza, something, and watched a couple movies. But she never did any of these things. But I did give her a couple bear hugs. I asked her if she was into those. But that did not work out very well either, because I got sick. And there's one woman I'd like to find out her situation, but I don't know. It's a risk you had to take, I guess, in order to have some embarrassing moments. But I think that train has passed me by. It's tough, but you learn to do stuff on your own, like go to a movie when you wish you had somebody there to laugh with you, or go to a restaurant and not by yourself. They should have a deal on the man also, the 7 things he would do. But interesting suggestions. Yeah, the touch would give it off pretty good. That's that story. Well, it looks like the time to post this to the interwebs. I'd like to thank all my listeners. You can listen by iTunes. You can donate money to this effort if you like the show. And whether you listen to home office or car, Android, and all the iOS, MP3 player, or the Android side of things. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye, folks.